The Reno City Council has voted to require adult businesses like strip clubs to move out of the downtown area to industrial zones closer to the edges of town. Our political reporter Paul Boger covered the Marathon City Council meeting where this decision took place and shared the details with our host Dana O'Connor.
Paul, thanks for joining me.
Glad to be here.
So the city council held a vote last night that would effectively begin the process of moving these establishments out of the busier, more populated parts of town. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so this is a vote that's been years in the making. Over the last couple of years, city councilors have moved to change city zoning laws and make it so these businesses aren't quite as welcome there. So for a while now, six of Reno's seven existing adult businesses, four strip clubs, a bookstore, and a video store, have been in areas not zoned for that kind of use. And in a series of votes last night, the council moved to take steps that would force those establishments into a proper zoning area, i.e. industrial areas. So those actions include prohibiting alcohol sales to clubs not properly zoned, to prohibit outdoor signage, and after a certain amount of time, flat out force them to move. And the reason for this, according to city officials, is that the industrial areas are much less likely to suffer from what's called secondary effects generated by the strip clubs. Those include prostitution, drug use, declining property values, and other crime. You know, I will say this, at no time did city officials present local data that backed up their claims. Instead, they relied heavily on anecdotal evidence and community surveys. And for Councilwoman Jenny Brekus, all of this is more in line with what other cities around the nation have done.
We're really starting to think about making our downtown a lot like other downtowns around the country with office workers and housing and just more of a mix of uses, and finding that this use is one that's not compatible with that vision that we have for our future downtown.
Now, what is the timeline for these changes?
Well, this is not a done deal yet. So this still has to get approval from the City Planning Commission before it goes back to the council for a final vote. However, it looks like the city leaders are going to give the businesses about 5 years to figure out where they're going to go. And if they don't move, what happens after that is still unclear.
Do you think there's a lot of support from residents for the proposal?
Oh, I would definitely say that. You know, as a matter of fact, I spent most of the day at City Hall, and as time got closer and closer to the hearing, more and more people were showing up. As a matter of fact, many of the folks had to wait out in the lobby and watch the whole thing on the TV out there. And the majority of the public comment at the meeting came from people who supported the city's move to force the clubs out of downtown. You know, many of them were actually sporting gold stickers that said yes to change. But there were voices of opposition from club owners, dancers, even the Chamber of Commerce voiced opposition, worried about this setting a bad precedent. One resident, Norm Robbins, says he thinks this violates a business owner's rights and this is an overstep by regulators.
I don't know any of these people. I don't invest in their establishments. I've never been in their clubs. And I think the sign outside the Wild Orchid is silly. But if we do establish the dictatorship of the well-intentioned, and you come for my freedoms, I hope they're well-intentioned, freedom-loving people who stand up and speak out on my behalf.
Now, Paul, is there anything that club owners can do? How will they react?
You know, I wasn't able to get anything specific on the record. However, I did overhear a group of club owners discussing their next move with their lawyers, and the word lawsuit was used repeatedly. You know, it's my understanding that according to a letter sent to the city council during a previous push to kick the adult businesses out of the city center, that lawyers for the club believe this is a First Amendment issue. And now, mind you, I'm not a lawyer, but there was a lot of case law thrown around yesterday. And if you believe the city, they're well within their rights because they think this is not a censoring issue. This is just enforcing zoning laws. But either way, this is incredibly likely to end up in court.
All right. We'll have to leave it right there. Paul, thank you very much for joining me.
Glad to be here.